Immediately, while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, came in with him a crowd with swords and clubs, from the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders. Now he who betrayed him had given them a sign, saying, "Whomever I will kiss, that is he. Seize him, and lead him away safely." When he had come, immediately he came to him, and said, "Rabbi," and kissed him. They laid hands on him, and seized him. But a certain one of those who stood by drew his sword, and struck the servant of the high priest, and cut off his ear. Jesus answered them, "Have you come out, as against a robber, with swords and clubs to seize me? I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and you did not arrest me. But this is so that the scriptures might be fulfilled." They all left him, and fled. And a certain young man followed him, having a linen cloth thrown around himself, over his naked body. And they grabbed him, but he left the linen cloth, and fled naked. They led Jesus away to the high priest. All the chief priests, the elders, and the scribes came together. Peter had followed him from a distance, until he came into the court of the high priest. He was sitting with the officers, and warming himself in the light of the fire. Now the chief priests and the whole council sought witnesses against Jesus to put him to death, and found none. For many gave false testimony against him, and their testimony did not agree with each other. Some stood up, and gave false testimony against him, saying, "We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another made without hands.'" Even so, their testimony did not agree. The high priest stood up in the midst, and asked Jesus, "Have you no answer? What is it which these testify against you?" But he stayed quiet, and answered nothing. Again the high priest asked him, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?" Jesus said, "I am. You will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power, and coming with the clouds of the sky." The high priest tore his clothes, and said, "What further need have we of witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?" They all condemned him to be worthy of death. Some began to spit on him, and to cover his face, and to beat him with fists, and to tell him, "Prophesy." And the officers took him and beat him.